Good morning. A Tuesday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Of course, Election Day, Alan. Let me name a race and you give us your thoughts. Let's start in New York City with Bill de Blasio, the Democrat, and Nicole Malliotakis, Republican-conservative candidate. Certainly looks like de Blasio will win.
Yeah, you know, if you had a progressive Republican type, it's been done before, John Lindsay and others. But de Blasio is on his way to a victory. He has issues. There are people who have made serious accusations about pay-to-play with him. But there doesn't seem to be an appropriate opponent, and he has a pretty good base that he has developed with his wife, Charlene McRae, who are experiencing pretty good growth in the city, and, you know, he has a lot of bragging points. He wins. He wins big.
Westchester County, a major race. Of course, Rob Astorino, the Republican, George Latimer, the Democrat. This is a hard-fought race, and for Astorino, he has higher aspirations. This could affect it.
That's right, David. Astorino obviously wants to run for governor. I don't think that he has much of a chance, but, you know, third terms for governors are very, very difficult races. So Astorino has to win this if he's going to proceed. If he loses county executive, there's no way that he can run for governor. And it's going to be a tough race for him because the scourge of Trump is on the land. And this has been a dirty race. Both guys have made serious accusations against each other. I think it's going to be close. I would give the edge to Astorino, despite the Trump anti-coattails, as we may say.
Speaking of some dirt, the election in Rensselaer County for executive, the Republican Assemblyman Steve McLaughlin facing off against Andrea Smith, the Democrat. During the campaign, an audio recording was, of course, leaked of McLaughlin harassing a top aide. However, an uphill battle, it looks like, for Smith.
I would say so. Incumbency is very important. He's been an assemblyman. People know him. It's his to lose. Although, again, this is going to be a wicked year because Republicans are going to have a tough time because of Trump.
Ballot questions in New York. The Constitutional Convention gets a test today. We have pensions being taken away for corrupt lawmakers and the land bank proposal. Those are 1, 2, and 3, respectively. Your thoughts this morning?
The Constitutional Convention, according to the polling, is not doing well. There are too many people who feel that they have too much to lose because some of their issues are enshrined in the present Constitution, which is, of course, a disgrace. It's got stuff in it that ought to be in statute. It ought to be cleaned up. The thing that makes me nervous is that the political leaders in the legislature are all against it. That's a good reason to be for it, as far as I'm concerned. Nevertheless, the people are not convinced that it's a good thing. Some see it as a waste of money. Others see it as a opportunity to lose what they have. And it is not going well for those who are in favor of a constitution, including my very good friend, Jerry Benjamin, down at New Paltz. If you're an optimist, you may want this thing and say, okay, well, you'll have a convention, people come together, they'll do what's right. If you're a pessimist and say, oh, it's the same old guys who are going to be calling the shots and running the whole thing, and it's going to be another big waste of money, that's another whole story.
Races in Massachusetts, in North Adams. Of course, John Barrett III back in, and the Democratic candidate, and the Republican, Christine Canning, for state representative of the 1st Berkshire District.
Barrett's going to obviously win this one. Canning is a conservative. Know her family? Good people. I have to say about Christine Canning, she has indicated that on some of the difficult issues, she is not hewing the Republican line. But she is a conservative, and Berkshire County is anything but that these days.
The mass shooting in Texas, Devin Kelly identified as the alleged gunman, a quote, domestic situation, according to authorities. You said yesterday that many would come out and say that the response to something like this is having a good guy with a gun. And we saw a couple of men tracking down and shooting at the suspect. The president as well weighed in, calling this issue mental health, again reiterating that it was good that somebody else had a gun to stop him.
That was predictable. I said it before any of this actually happened. Nevertheless, if this character didn't have access to a gun, and he shouldn't have, because we're now learning a great deal about his military history and the fact that he should not have had a gun. So to me, it's clear there are just too many guns in America. We got to put a stop to it. Now, the hypocrisy of the president talking about mental health when he's cutting all the mental health budgets, that's almost too much to bear. David, I want to remind everybody there are still some Harry Belafonte tickets. Once in your life, you get a chance to hear a living legend. I do want everybody to turn out for it to honor this great man. That's Saturday, November 11th. You can call the Egg. You can get a ticket. I'd love to see you there.
Or theegg.org.